This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. And Amy Farrarell from Access. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We've got an abbreviated show, so we're going to cut right to it. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago? 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It's only Amy and I right now. Jeremy, as I pulled in, said he could unfortunately cannot make it. So, and then Ray texted in that she's running a little late. So they must be wrapping their Valentine's Day gifts to their spouses.
That's okay.
It's just me and you, baby.
We'll hold them up.
Can you handle it?
I can handle it.
Can you handle the pressure?
I'm good.
All right. So 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and phone line. Since nobody's here, you got the it's your dance floor. What are we talking about today?
We're just talking about why Access is the company that you want to come to your home to educate you about your accessibility needs and why you should avoid overly pushy sales tactics from companies that are just there to sell. That's what we're here for.
We're talking, Frank, and you guys talk a lot about the taillight warranties. Right. And the taillight warranty is the warranty is only as good until you can't see the taillights of the truck or the van that installed it.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of your business, as Frank has talked about and you've spoken about in detail, has to do with fixing a lot of these truck in a truck. No offense to the trucks out there that have trucks that are in the business, but a lot of your business is fixing other people's screw ups. You want to just address that real quick?
Yeah, there's a lot of companies out there that are just trying to sell the equipment and walk away just so that they can get that dollar amount into their bank account, and then they don't care about you. Our staff, from the first person that you talk to the last technician that you deal with, is there for you from start to finish and afterwards and through the whole situation for the rest of your life if you need it.
Okay? All right.
Yeah, and we care. We care, and we're there to educate you and make sure that you're making an educated decision. These other companies come in, and they don't educate to confuse you when you're in need of something so that you just sign on the dotted line.
And then when you call, they're not around to fix their screw-up that they should have never done in
exactly,
the first place.
Exactly, right. They don't have a service team that's dedicated to the Chicagoland area like we are. So it's kind of crappy.
All right.
We don't like to see that.
Phone number, website.
630-616-6249. And we are all about access.com.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got the Center Guard mailbag coming up next. Ray Kaplan will be coming in here shortly. Just wanted to put this public service announcement out there. Rates have dropped this week. We hopefully anticipate them to continue dropping. So,
ooh, when can I remortgage?
Well, you have an amazing loan because if you didn't forget, I did not screw you like another
you
lender.
Did, would. Yes, you definitely helped me.
Because you told me you lived in a townhouse and it was a condo, and we priced it for a condo.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got the appraisal back and it wasn't a condo and it came in as a planned unit development, which is classified as a fee simple property, which it means we price it as a single family home, not a condo, we dropped your rate 0.375.
Mm-hmm.
So, which has you in like the low sixes right now. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, when they do hit the fives, we will be calling you. But this is a public service announcement for everybody that starts with a 7. This is a time that you need to get your mortgage statements out and email them to me at david@56david.com.
So, is it good to wait to see if they drop anymore?
No. Because you know what happens? They go
back up. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, don't wait. If we could get, you know what happened to everybody that waited at the end of last year, right? When they dipped, they went back up.
Yeah.
This is the first time in like 3-4 months that we've been able to say, hey, let's get back in the pool. So if you start with a 7, okay? Number 2, if you have an FHA loan in the 6s, most likely you're going to have PMI on that loan for at least 16 years, maybe 30 years with these stupid FHA rules, right? And if FHA chairperson Pulte wants to get out of the Democrats' mortgage statements and do something to help out, you know, homeowners, maybe
please do that.
Yeah, maybe drop the LLPAs, which would drop rates another quarter to a full point, Mr. Pulte, chairperson Pulte, and maybe look at FHA. And the FHA insurance premiums, and maybe look to possibly remove PMI from a borrower to have PMI instead of drilling them for life with
PMI. I mean,
PMI.
I'll give my left arm for that.
What?
I'll cut off my own left arm and give it to
them if they do that. Well, that's a pretty big sacrifice. So, so Mr. Pulte, if you could get out of the Democrats' mortgage documents, Amy will donate her arm.
You can have it.
You can have the left one?
The left. Well, you could choose. How about that?
Are you righty or lefty?
Left. Let's start with left.
You can have her left arm, and it's and her nails are beautiful today.
Thank you.
We can put them in formaldehyde, and you can have them forever. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Come back with the Center Guard mailbag. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So if you're in the sevens or have an FHA loan in the sixes or the fives, send your mortgage statement to me, david@56david.com. david@56david.com for all of our contact information. Listen on the web as well. You could download podcasts or previous shows when you go there as well. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home to Him, Chicago, 720 WGM. Center Guard Plumbing, Amy, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes.
Same.
That are in my house. You guys use them a lot too, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
They're fantastic.
They really are.
I just want to throw that out there. First 31 days until Cook County registered voters can vote for new president, a new assessor, a new treasurer, if you'd like. I like Maria, but you can vote for whoever you like.
Which, we were talking about this before we came on the air.
Yep.
About the percentage of people that actually vote in Chicago.
Guess how many people voted in the last Cook County elections?
I have no idea. I would
18%.
Guess a lot. Yep, that's insane.
18%.
So you can't really complain.
Yes, you can. You could complain all you want.
Right, yeah. But you got to vote to make a difference.
If you want some type of change, anybody could complain. Complaining's free.
This is true.
Getting involved takes a little bit of your time, a little bit of your effort, and a little bit of maybe learning about what's going on. So if you're happy with the way things have been going with Tony Preckwinkle since 2010, and if you've been happy with the way Fritz Kagi has been absolutely screwing up the taxes here for the past 8 years, I believe, right? And first of all, Patrick Hines, who's running against him, I just found out it's a fraternity brother of mine.
So vote for him?
Well, no. I'm just, you don't have to vote for Patrick because he's a fraternity brother of mine. I'm just saying that the commercials that are running against Patrick, that Fritz Kagi's running, are ridiculous. That he took Trump money and all this stuff. Look at the candidates. Look at what Fritz Kagi has done. And if you're happy with the tax bills not coming out on time in 21, 22, 23, and last year in 25, then don't vote for him. If you're happy with that, then vote for him, and you'll have the same incompetence that we have now.
And I think it just takes a little Google search to find the information, right?
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Well, I guess here's the deal. If you like looking at your real estate taxes last year or the past 3 years, and you enjoy your taxes going up, then vote for these people. Again, vote for Tony and vote for Fritz. If you're not, I've brought them on our show. I've invited the other side on. They refuse to come on. Okay. And it is what it is. So I just want to throw it out there. 31 days. I'm the atomic clock countdown. A reminder that next weekend we're doing the Vestathon, our annual Vestathon, to help raise money and awareness for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Our goal is to raise $50,000 so we could buy 1,000 vests. That's
what
our goal is. Yeah. Yeah. Very nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
100 vests. I'm in the mortgage business. So 100 vests, $500 a vest, $50,000. That's our goal.
These are bulletproof vests.
They have to be replaced every 5 years. And the city of Chicago does not buy replacement vests for the officers of the Chicago Police
Department. So you get a vest, and that's your vest.
You get a vest when you graduate the academy, and every 5 years you're supposed to rotate it out, and you get an allowance, like a stipend every year, like $1,800 to buy equipment that has to go for guns, has to go for your bullets that you have to train. You have to stay proficient with your firearm. Shoes, hats, you know, summer gear, winter gear, fall gear, rain gear, snow gear. So, yeah.
Well, you think if they're raising our taxes, they might be able to come up with a couple extra bucks.
Well, yeah. So if you're tired of the taxes, get involved. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Again, 31 days. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Saw something interesting online this morning on the treadmill. Foods that are more expensive in 2026 than they were in 2025.
All of them. All the foods.
Coffee up 18%.
Wow.
Steaks up 13%. Canned fruits and vegetables, 5.5%. Carbonated drinks, 3.5%. Bananas, 5.5%. Cupcakes and cakes, which are very important, up almost 6%.
The most important.
Ground beef, 17.2%.
Yeah.
I thought our president said he was going to lower food on the first day. Okay, well, that's fine.
And you feel it. When you go shopping, you fill up your cart, you feel all those percentages for sure.
Okay. I went to Costco yesterday because I needed some socks. Okay. Yeah. So I go to Costco. I get my black socks because I like my low cut anklet black socks. That's just the way I roll. Okay. Because they're easy to match up in the wash. I digress. So I'm going, I'm going to pick up a thing of chicken, right?
Yeah.
My wife's out of town. I've been eating healthier. I go get the organic chicken in the 3-pack there. I go get the organic, chopped the hamburger meat, right? The 85-15 lean fat, whatever the hell it is. I pick up one of those. I pick up 3 bags of, I'm into the beef sticks now. What are the
spicy beef sticks?
Yeah. Like the slim
beef jerky.
Beef sticks.
Yeah.
Pick up 3 bags of that and I go check out. 3 bags of beef sticks, a thing of chicken, a thing of hamburger, and a package of socks. $132.
So just 4 things, essentially.
I'm like, where's the other 40 things?
I know.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, I never shop.
I feel like we all feel that way every time we go to the grocery store. Like, I fill up a handbasket.
Forget about
it. A cart, and it's over $100.
Breaking news also. I thought this was interesting. You know how the tariffs were supposed to be paid for, allegedly to be paid for by the country?
That we're putting the tariffs on?
Yeah. According to the Congressional Budget Office, you ever hear of that?
No.
Yeah. Well, it's a gigantic office that kind of grades all of the tax things that the Congress is thinking of doing. According to them, just released, consumers pay 95% of the tariffs.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Just
want to throw that out there. Which leads to this. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's a yin to every yang. U.S. household debt surged by $191 billion, that's with a B, in the fourth quarter alone of 2025.
Jeez.
To a record $18.8 trillion with a T.
And this is debt like held on credit cards?
No. Here we go. That's total household debt, including cars and everything else.
Okay.
Credit card debt, young lady. Rose by $44 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
To $1.3 trillion, which is an all-time high. I wish Ray was here for this one. Student loan balances, by the way, throw another log on the fire, increased by $11 billion to a total now of $1.7 trillion, another all-time high. Serious
it's not fair.
It's not fair. It's life, okay?
Yeah.
Serious delinquencies are skyrocketing. Credit card delinquencies are now at 12.7%.
Do you know what this feels like?
Yeah, feels like your head's in a vice.
Yeah, feels like 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's the thing there. Hold on. I got more.
Okay.
Credit card delinquencies are now at 12.7%, the highest since the first quarter of 2011.
Oh,
which is part of the collapse that you just said.
Yeah.
And slightly below the peak of 13.7 during the aftermath of the real estate collapse in
2008. Cool. Real fun.
You want to hear a breakdown of who's getting hit the hardest? 9.5% delinquencies in the age group 18 to 29%. So they're getting hit the hardest.
Yeah.
30 to 39-year-olds, 8.6% of 30 to 39-year-olds holding credit card balances have delinquencies. 8.1% 40 to 49-year-olds have delinquencies on their credit card. 6.2% of 50 to 59-year-olds are delinquent on their credit cards. The reason I'm bringing this up, you want to make a point real quick?
No, go ahead.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because I talked to a gentleman on the way down this morning. Lives in a $400,000 house. Okay? He's missed about 5 or 6 credit card payments because he just doesn't have enough money.
He doesn't have the cash.
He doesn't have the liquid capital to do it. He doesn't have the liquidity in his bank account, in his pocket. He doesn't have the money. He's got $40,000 to $50,000 with credit card debt. It's costing him over $2,000 a month.
Oh, that's a mortgage.
He's got a $300,000 mortgage balance, and he lives in a $500,000 home. He's got a 3.5% 30-year fixed loan he got at COVID. I said, okay. He's like, my credit scores, I checked, they're in the low 600s. I said, okay, no late mortgage payments. He's like, no late mortgage payments. I'm like, all right. He's like, I want to get a HELOC. I'm like, I want to get into a pair of 32-inch pants. I go, but those two things are not going to happen. So we're going to have to refinance him into an FHA loan, pay off his debt. He's like, I don't want to leave a 3.5% loan. I go, then continue to drown.
Yeah, okay? Right.
You got the equity. I have a solution. It's an FHA loan. I'm going to save you, I think it was like $1,200 a month. You could be in love with your 3.5% loan, or you could reach for the life vest and life ring, and we get you some help.
And I think most people see that they have that 3.5% and are like, they just, they're so just cemented into that.
Get off
it. They will not let it go because that's such a big deal for them to have had in the first place.
We'll talk about it more on the other side. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Amy Farrell from Access. I did a good job with Access after these messages. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 Digit. This is for Jack Heinrich and our texter, father. Texted in his daughter, trying to give up his daughter to Jack here, which a little weird, but I support it. Hang on. Where are you? You're on 5. How come we're not hearing Amy? Because I didn't press the button. There you go, Amy.
I'm back.
It helps when I activate your microphone instead of the one next to you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Works better. 312-981-7200. I'd like to welcome Ray Kaplan. Better late than never. How are you, Ray Kaplan?
I'm frazzled, but I'm good.
You're fine. You're fine. I got to start picking her up in the morning. She lives literally 2 minutes from my house.
Oh, easy peasy.
Thank you.
That's what we're going to do. We'll go to spin class down the street. I know you're a huge, huge spinner. Mm. Or you know what you could do? I got a better idea. You could drive there, leave your car.
Okay.
I'll pick you up. I'll be freshly showered, and we'll go down together the next time you're on.
Okay.
It will avoid you. We'll have breakfast. It'll be great.
It was the detours that messed me up today. Wacker and everything. They're filming a movie.
Yes.
And
that's what they were
talking
about.
It was all kinds of crazy. And then I don't know my way around the lower Wacker. I thought I was never going to make it out of there. I almost had to call you and just be like, send help.
You lose GPS down there, too.
Yes.
So it's even worse.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, was an hour early because I'm used to driving down to the city during the week.
Right.
And it's an hour and 10 to get down here.
312-981-7200. My God, you ladies are just unbelievable. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, so Ray, you want to introduce yourself, young lady?
Sure. Ray Kaplan, and I practice student loan law and bankruptcy law, and been practicing since 2001. And trying to get as many people loan forgiveness and lower payments on their student loans and managing their student loans, getting their payments lowered and getting their loans forgiven ultimately is what we want to do.
Doing an amazing job. A friend of mine texted me before the show about you, and I said that you were awesome. And he's like, can you introduce me? I'm like, absolutely. So he said, hey, whatever. Hold on. Hey, Dave, it's whoever. Hope everything's going well. I see you have Ray Kaplan on your show today. Do you know her personally? Would you like to admit that publicly, that we know each other personally?
I will admit that.
Okay. I was going to try to make contact with her firm in the near future about upcoming changes in the Parent Plus loans. I saw her advertisement a while back. I can't listen today because I'm in training class with my officer. She's a police chief in a local police organization. I won't say which one. If you do know her, can you put me in touch with her? And I said, she's effing amazing.
Thank you.
Is right there. And I'll connect you with my friend, and you could help him and his family.
That sounds great. I had WGN listeners in my office yesterday, and they wanted to know if I had met you. And they listened to your show, and they're probably listening right now. The mom works at Rush, a wonderful family, and we're going to help her get rid of her $100,000 in Parent Plus loans. She's going to get about $97,000 in loan forgiveness, and her daughter, who's lovely, is going to be getting about $60,000, if I remember correctly, in loan forgiveness. So we have a good plan and strategy, and they were really getting pinched by these student loans on both sides because their monthly payments were over $1,000 each. So a couple thousand dollars a month, and it was a struggle to keep that up, and their payments are going to be lowered to about $300 each.
Manageable.
$2,000 a month is the equivalent of a $300,000 mortgage payment. So yeah. I just wanted to put that out there.
Right.
So all of these student loans out there, we had mentioned that last quarter, student loan balances increased by $11 billion to $1.7 trillion, an all-time high.
Right.
So you got that going for us. And I'll tell you what, we'll do your segment next segment because we already beat into it, so let's focus on Ray here. A gentleman in North Carolina, you referred me. His wife, the student loans are in his wife's name.
Yes.
He's a retired police officer.
Right.
They destroyed her credit because her credit got destroyed for whatever reason, student loans in her name. They live in a $350,000 home in North Carolina, single family home. Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Calls me up. It's like, Ray Kaplan told me to call you. I go, fantastic. He's like, we talked to Rocket Mortgage. I'm like, I hope you brace for impact. And they paid for the flowers and the cab fare to the dinner and covered the dinner. And he started laughing because he's a police officer and understands that dark humor. So long story short, I go, let me guess. They quoted you in the eights and they wanted to charge you $5,000 to $6,000 in closing costs. He goes, hey, honey. What is, he called over to his wife. He's like, what did Rocket offer? 8.65 on a 20-year loan,
right.
A second loan, $3,500 in closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
I sent an email to KCTCU, which is now Consumers Credit Union, right? They're transitioning here sometime in the next week or two to consumers. And I said, are you licensed in NC, North Carolina? They're like, yes, we are. I made an introduced, I sent you the email. I introduced Fred and his wife to the team at Kane County Teachers Credit Union. They're going to pull out a HELOC for about $100,000 because he could go up to 80% of the value of the home. Not only did he need, I think, $50,000 for the student loans, but he also wanted to do a new roof and he wanted a new HVAC.
Right.
He had a 2.75% 30-year fixed loan that he got during COVID, and he only needed about $85,000 to do everything, right? Whatever it was. So I'm like, go to 80%. Could not be happier.
Oh, that's great.
Nicest guy in the world. Took him away from getting picked off by Rocket Mortgage.
Yep.
8.625, something like that. He's going to start because he's got great credit.
Okay.
He's going to start at Consumers, KCTCU, Consumers Credit Union, at 6.75. Best yet, he's going to qualify for the 2 points below prime introductory rate. So he's going to be at 4.75 interest-only payment instead of at 8.625. And it's probably only going to cost him a couple hundred dollars in closing costs instead of over three G's with Rocket Mortgage.
Wow, that is fantastic. Because we're going to save him a huge, I think they have about $300,000 in student loans, if I'm remembering correctly. I can't remember exactly. But when we're going to negotiate a reduced balance settlement, and it's going to be just a fraction, maybe a third or less of that. I think maybe we're going to try and get it done for $50,000 or something. So it's going to be huge savings all around.
And these scumbags at Rocket Mortgage, these absolute scumbags. Okay.
Yeah. I'm so thankful that I've met you and you took care of me in my mortgage situation because I wouldn't have known any better. Well, I could have easily gone down that
path.
That's
the problem. You pull up to a gas station, you know, Rocket Mortgage. You know, everywhere you go, Rocket Mortgage. Oh, you know, Rocket Money, and we're going to track your money. They control 25% of all the mortgage servicing now in the United States. So if you used to be Mr. Cooper, you're now Rocket Mortgage. Okay.
Right.
So these scumbags wanted to charge this family, right? 8.625% and over three G's in closing costs. And I sent him over to Consumers, making nothing on the deal. He's like, what are you making? I'm like, just give me a 5-star Google review. I'm trying to get to 800. He's like, I don't believe it. I'm like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's a pay it forward, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You pay it forward. You do good for one, you'll get two back down the road.
100%.
So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Nice job. Thank you for introducing me to him. I think we talked at 2 by 3:30, 4 o'clock. I had the emails going back and forth. He was taken care of. And I said, do me a favor. He's like, what? I'm like, take that paperwork that Rocket sent you and use it as kindling for your fire tonight. He's like, done.
You know, it's hard to overcome. They've already talked to Rocket, And so they think that
they have to do it.
Yeah, they have to do it. And they can't imagine that there's going to be a better deal out there. And what I'm telling them, just give him a call and just see what he can do. Just trust me. Just trust the process. It's not going to hurt you to call and just see what we can, what he can do.
Yeah, call around. It's like getting quotes for construction.
Right.
Get three quotes and see what is the best offer there.
You know?
Absolutely. Do your research.
I'll go head to head with anybody. I don't care. Bring it on.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's what I sound like when I was 13. I was going through puberty, by the way. Bring it on. That's what, with my crack in the middle of it. Ray, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach you, young lady?
312-294-8989.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with the Amy Farrell this time.
The
Amy Farrell. There are a couple out there, but there's only one. Amy Farrell that works at Access after these messages, talking about why you should call Access and not the Chuck and the Trucks and the 800 numbers and all the infomercials that people see. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGIP. About 8 months to get that right.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah,
eight months. The first time you were on, your family was texting you going, all right, enough. It's like, you know, he can't take it. I go, it's not a bit. I can't say it. You get the R's together.
There's a lot of double letters
Farrell.
In there. Yeah.
It's tough. 312-981-7200. So I want to give you a situation.
Okay.
Because I've become my parents' parent. My father is 89 years old.
Okay.
And every morning I get a call. He thinks he's dying. Okay. And he's got to go to the hospital. It's literally, if it's not four or five times a week, it's a bad week. Okay. Literally. It's the same conversation.
That's fun.
It's great. Right. But yeah. I'm the only one. I'm the only guy he could call. So I get it. Right. He's my father.
Sure.
Right. So there are listeners out there who are getting those same calls. But my father's in a one-bedroom retirement type of community in Niles, right off of Golf Road, right?
Made to be accessible.
Perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. He's got a little kitchenette. He's got a living room with a TV, a bedroom, and he's got a bath and a toilet. It's great. It's perfect.
Yeah.
You can go downstairs. There's activities over by there. There's Omega across.
I mean, I'll live there.
It's fantastic. They got a pool. They got a workout room. It's fantastic, right?
Yeah.
It's everything you need, right? I can't imagine getting a call from my dad if he was living in a home with stairs, and I can't get up and down the stairs, or I'm stuck. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm stuck.
I'm stuck.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
Because something happens, the seat on the rails. You get halfway down, it's stuck. Very dangerous to get off.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous to get on if it's not installed properly.
Right.
Right. It's very dangerous to get off if it gets stuck in the middle of a freaking staircase. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine getting a call that our listeners get, and our listeners are shaking their heads. It's not working. I'm stuck. I need help. And they're downtown, and their parents are in Palatine.
Or in Indiana or California,
right.
You know, in different states.
Central Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm down Decatur. I'm up here.
Right.
Right? And you can't get over there. Everybody's gone. One call to you, it's taken care of. And that's the difference. And talk about that, because I know you guys talk about we're local and we do that. But that's an example that every one of our listeners who have become their parents' parent, they get those calls every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Every single week something's going on. And it's just like you brace for impact. You do your Kegel exercises. You tighten up your gut because you know you're going to get a kick.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, now what? Okay.
Yeah, call us. Call us. We have a problem. I actually saw a veteran. I was there to replace his stairlift, and this was a stairlift that was installed by a different company.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, they called us to come out and take care of it, which we did right away. But it was improperly installed. It was a subpar piece of equipment, and he rode the chair of the stairlift off the end of the rail
it
rides up and down. I mean, and that is wild, first of all.
Wait a minute.
And
so it comes down.
It didn't stop. It just kept going off the end of the rail.
No
yes.
way.
Yes. So I was out there actually for a replacement.
Hold on. Runs it off the rail.
Ran it off the rail.
With him on the chair.
With him on the chair, seatbelted in.
What? Oh, my what God.
So he's on the ground.
In the chair. Yes.
Was he able to walk? I mean, what did he do?
Yeah, luckily
how did he get up?
He was okay, and he had his cell phone, so he was able to call his family member. And then they were able to then call in, and we were able to service or at least get me out there for a replacement on the stair lift.
That you did not install.
That we did not install, that came from a nationwide supplier that doesn't have local servicing.
Oh, my God.
And we replaced it and put in a beautiful stair lift. And that same company was out there to rebid the equipment because they had called them first. And I said, I don't care. I'm going to put the best equipment here. I will beat whatever their quote is, even if it's a cheap piece of garbage.
Wait a minute.
We're going to make sure you have the right stuff.
They went back to the company that installed the lift that ran this guy off the rails?
What's the first thing you do when your furnace breaks? You look at the sticker that the guy that installed it put on there, right? And you call them.
Yeah.
Okay. But luckily, the family had the presence of mind to be like, maybe we should, you know, have somebody else come out.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, and we, you know, now he never has to worry about that again. Never has to worry about that happening again, because we would never install a piece of equipment that could happen on, first and foremost. But we, you know, we took care of them, and thank God they had the presence of mind to call us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I beat their bid. I mean, I think we lost money on the project, to be honest.
Last time Frank was on, he said, we will match anything or what? Guarantee?
Yeah. Well, if it's the same piece of equipment, we will match it and beat it by $100.
Okay.
Okay. If you're dealing, you know, I play a little fast and loose, but I'll beat anything.
Right.
You know, we'll make sure that you get a deal on a very good deal on a very good piece of equipment that we trust.
And you have to be, I see this all the time, right? There's this company out advertising right now, 499, 4.875, Pronto Mortgage. It's all, I called them, right? I'm like, 499, how do you do that? I'm like, I want a 30-year fixed. Oh, it's not for a 30-year fix. It's for a 15-year fixed. I'm like, oh, really? What other things you have, you know, going on? Oh, you need to be over 780 credit score and have a loan-to-value under 60%. Oh, okay, sure. Okay, huge population wants to go into, but they're advertising that rate. Same thing as you, right?
Yeah.
You could advertise.
You could say whatever you want.
Right. You could say $19.99 for a lift.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you
That's not the price.
But when you go to look at that lift, it's going to run you off the end of the rail.
The track, right, exactly.
And you're going to fall off the end, and you're going to be there seatbelted in on the floor.
Right, and the scary thing is even when they think they're paying less, a lot of times these companies are inflating it and just getting them to sign right away, and it's still a subpar piece of equipment, and they're actually paying more for it than what we would have installed for them. That's a better piece of equipment.
Of course.
Yeah.
Scumbags.
So you got to get three quotes. That's a general rule of construction.
Right.
You take advantage of somebody, there's a special place in hell for that.
Okay, especially in our industry.
And if you take advantage of handicapped people, because my mom was handicapped, she had MS, she was in a wheelchair, so I know exactly the challenges that every single listener is going through whose parents are mobily challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I lived through it for 25 years. I picked my mom up off the floor. I had to get her out of the car. I did all that. Right? Right? Smashed my hand on the car and in the house and all that stuff. Right? Anybody that takes advantage of a mobily impaired senior, anybody, even a kid, there's a special place in hell next to the furnace, and I hope you fry.
Me too.
Because it's just disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. We base our entire, you know, our entire ideology as a company off of not being that.
How do we reach you?
Phone number is 630-616-6249. And the website is all about access, ACCESS.com.
All right. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN. The phone line, the text line, photo line is 312-981-7200. That's sponsored by MegaPros. And Jack Heinrich's coming up with sports. So if you have any single women out there interested in meeting Jack, just send in text. Pictures are
photos.
Photos. We need photos. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We have the this portion, by the way, is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union. You can get car loans as low as 3.99%.
I love that.
And if you have a rate, you said your car loan is in the sevens. Mm-hmm. They do used car loans as well. So you can refinance a used car. A lot of our listeners don't know this. You could refinance a used car loan, save a ton of money.
A ton of money. Yeah.
And home equity line of credits, like we mentioned earlier with one of Ray's clients in North Carolina, by the way, starting at 6.75. Took them with a introductory rate at 4.75. Took them away from Rocket Mortgage trying to charge them over three grand and put them into the eights.
So the theme is we don't like Rocket Mortgage.
No, we wouldn't say that. Rocket Mortgage is a huge company with a gigantic law department. So we won't say that. We will just say that there are options out there.
There are other options. And you want to explore all of your options.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure their counsel is busy listening. to the podcast, either this show live or the podcast. So we love attorneys, and it's your choice, just like who you vote for in 31 days. It's who you choose to do your mortgage in, or who you call to get your student loans in, or who you call to install a safe and secure
stairlift.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the developer spotlight today is Northmark Homes. Over 40 years of experience in delivering quality craftsmanship and customer-focused home designs. They have a development going up in Wakanda. I made a mistake and said it was in Waukegan last time. It's in Wakanda, and I was there. I drove up there. It's gorgeous. Highland Terrace is a maintenance-free community designed to eliminate yard work and snow shoveling, freeing up time to fully experience the nearby attractions. Features four modern floor plans spanning from 1,576 up to 1,786 square feet, with two and three bedrooms, two to three bedrooms, and two-car garages catering to professionals, families, and empty nesters. Includes numerous upgrade features that come standard as part of every home, ensuring high-quality luxury right from the start. Offers also customization options, such as upgrading to gourmet kitchen, spa-like pantry, suites, and advanced smart home technology for personalized living. Flexible living space, adaptable for various needs, home office, den, extra gathering areas, volume ceilings for an open and airy feel, stainless steel appliances, stone countertops, such as quartz, and more luxury finishes throughout. Plans start from the mid to upper 300s, making it an exceptional value for folks wanting to move out to the suburbs for an easy living lifestyle. Prime location in the heart of Wakanda, situated at Regency Court in a quiet neighborhood walkable to downtown Wakanda and its vibrant amenities, very close proximity to lakeside restaurants, cafes, local shops, community events, and various recreational options, enhancing everyday convenience and lifestyle. Offers quiet suburban living in a charming small-town setting while still being near vibrant downtown amenities and also providing easy access to major highways and interstates for commuting and travel. I think it took me in the snowstorm a couple of weeks back. Of course, I went in the snowstorm, about literally 45 minutes to a half hour. Plus, I got stuck by a train. 45 minutes to an hour. Stuck by a train. On the way home, 30 minutes to Northbrook. Boom.
It was
nice. All the snow stopped. The roads were clear. No trains. It was a half hour. So the gorgeous layouts, townhouses. They're fantastic. And we could do the financing on them if you like. If you want more information, Google Northmark Homes in Wakanda. The new townhouse community, Highland Terrace in Wakanda, Illinois. They're fantastic. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have Sue in Ingleside. Sue, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much.
Your question for Amy?
I don't have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
About what a wonderful company Access is.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
I applied for one of those ISO loans when Frank first came out with them a year ago, August, and I got approved, and I wasn't having any success. He told me to talk to Kristen. That woman is a firecracker.
She really is.
She gets things done. So now we're waiting and waiting. It's a year and a half. And this person from the state of Illinois, so I finally called Kristen. She says, no, that didn't happen. So she called this person from the state of Illinois. Dylan called me 2 hours after I talked to her. He came out here. He measured for the grab bars. I was approved for grab bars because of my macular degeneration, and now I subsequently had a stroke.
Oy.
But I have to tell you, the people that work for that company are unbelievable, even the people that answer the phone.
Yes, well, we're so lucky. Everyone cares. Everyone cares, and everyone genuinely wants to help. And I'm so happy to hear that you are one of many of our happy listeners that has benefited from what Access has to offer. Yeah. Kristen is a wonderful resource. She can help you get funding from the state, even if you think you can't. She has the options.
Sue, we gotta hit a break here, Sue, but we thank you for calling in. Hang on for your Mr. Fluid Cleaning product. We're past the quarter hour, and we're late for a break. Thank you for sharing. Phone number for listeners who want that type of service on their next project.
630-616-6249 and allaboutaccess.com.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We got Brenda in Iowa, Penny in South Elgin, and Tony in Bloomingdale coming back after the break.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ran into Ray in the hallway when I got here, and Ray's like, oh, God, so happy I'm here. She's like, I just rolled out of bed as if she's going for a centerfold cover shot here. Right? Oh, my God. I just threw out some eyeliner. I can't believe I'm glad I'm here.
If we could all throw ourselves together that way.
I'm going to start wearing eyeliner.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We have Brenda on line 7. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Brenda, thanks for calling. You have a comment for Ray?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me on. I just wanted to call and thank Ray and her team. My gosh, they're awesome. Aww. I've been dealing with them for about a year and a half. I'm about to cry now. I got my letter on Tuesday. My loans are forgiven. They were over 192. And I can't give you enough kudos. I really wish I could just see you to hug you.
$192,000 of student loans forgiven.
Yes, sir.
And what was that costing you on a monthly basis, Brenda?
$1,800.
$1,800 a month. What are you going to do with all that money?
First of all, I'm going to take my grandson on a little vacation, turn 21.
Nice.
And then the rest, I don't know. I really don't know.
Congratulations, Brenda. That's so fantastic. That's why I love what I do, because of stories like that. It's so nice to be able to just take that burden off of people's shoulders, because it really is just, it's crushing, right? And it's so nice to have it gone behind you.
Absolutely. You're a pleasure to work with. And if anybody's hesitant, make that call.
Thank you so much.
Well, hang on, Brenda. Not only did you lose $198,000, you're going to get some Mr. Floor cleaning product, which probably trumps that $198,000.
Easily.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're looking, I wear a double extra large, just throwing it out there. Got wide shoulders. I work out. All right, hang on, Brenda, for your Mr. Floor cleaning. That's pretty cool. $198,000.
That's great.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
To me.
I can't fathom that. Nice. It's just, we had a client the other day. She had $598,000 in loans. We've gotten $540,000 forgiven so far.
Wow.
Still working on that last chunk.
How about like opening that letter?
Oh, yeah.
Like the relief.
Mm-hmm. They're so happy. It goes to them first, and then they send it to us, and we always get the email, and it says, is this real?
Right.
And we're like, it's real. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's so fun.
How long would something like that take?
You know, it depends. I had a client. She was also a WGN listener, and she, for a while, everything was paused. Remember when the Trump administration took over and then there was a huge pause and they let go a bunch of people at the Department of Ed, and she was really freaking out. And I was talking her off the ledge a lot, and she kind of wanted to go a different way. Maybe I should just pay this off or refinance. I said, just hold on. Just trust the process. It's going to happen. And then she got her letter too.
Wow.
And she was so excited. She was crying. And look, so I mean, every case is different. So some people, we can get their loans forgiven right away. There's just a, 30-day process we have to go through, and others, it's a couple years. We have to do some strategic planning and get them in on the right track, and then we can get them forgiven. So it depends on their circumstances. But most people, if you have federal loans, very often we can get your loans reduced or forgiven. They just don't know the options, and the servicers don't tell you. Nobody tells you about it. So that's where we come in, basically.
Well, my buddy, the police chief that you're going to be talking to, he's a police chief, works for a municipality,
right,
which is part of the categories.
Yep.
Right?
Public service. Yep.
Okay.
So anybody who's like police officer, firefighter, teachers in public schools, professors, you don't have to be, you can be the lunch lady. As long as you work at that not-for-profit entity, you're going to qualify. And even if you have federal Parent PLUS loans, I just had a client yesterday, WGN listener, who works at Rush. We're just talking about her, and she said, I just figured there was nothing you could do on Parent PLUS loans. Parent PLUS loans are eligible for just as much forgiveness, and the servicers just really do them a disservice. They don't tell them about the loan forgiveness options.
I feel like if you have a student loan, you should just look into this, whether you're in public service or not, right? You should just take a look at it.
Even if you're not in the public sector, you will qualify potentially for some other type of loan forgiveness. So there are options, even if you're not working in the public sector, at least to get your payment lowered.
Sure.
Most of the time. I had a lady, though, we did a consultation, and she was very upset because her payment was already as low as we could get it. So we had to tell her, like, there's really nothing we can do. You're on the right track. And boy, was she mad. And she actually wrote us a bad review. But really, I mean, sometimes they're on the right track and there's nothing more we can do. But I would say 80% of the time, we can do something really significant.
Yeah, 773. So give it a try, right?
773 just came in. I love Ray Kaplan, too. She helped me get close to $300,000 forgiven. This is a huge burden off my shoulders. I've been working at nonprofits ever since graduating. Those salaries are not high, but I love the work. Now I can take that money and invest it in rehabbing my home. Thank you, Ray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
It's great.
All right. Hang on one sec. We're going to get over to line three. Has been hanging on. Penny, you've been holding on the longest. How can we help, Penny, in South Elgin?
Oh, hi. Excuse me. I think this is a little off topic, but I may have missed the show or the conversation about, you know, these off. It is. What? I was just wondering what your opinion is of those. Are they worth it? Because.
We're going to put you on hold. We're getting interference. So she's calling about, Penny's calling about my thoughts on the companies that buy houses as is. I don't know what that static was. I apologize, Penny, but we got static twice. What do I think of those companies? I think they're, if they're reputable, I know there are two companies that advertise on the station, Jeff Buys Homes and Grandview. They're very reputable companies. Their business model is to go in and buy homes quickly. And whenever you do that, there's typically going to be bought at a discounted basis. Like we've been talking about on the show, come to me if you go to Rocket and let me see what they're offering, because there's a really, really good chance that I'm going to be able to beat what they're offering you. The thing with the business model of the Jeff Buys Homes and Grandview, again, very highly reputable companies. Look them up. You know, just look up their Google and look up their Better Business Bureau. You could do your research on that. Their business model is to buy your home at a discount because you want to close quick. And we've had Sarah Leonard and Jimmy Brown from the Sarah Leonard Legacy Property team on here, both talking about this in detail. It's also worth a call to them to see what they think, because sometimes those houses can be sold at market value or a little discount if it's in good shape, or, you know, they have investors as well. So I'm not saying anything bad about those companies like Jeff Buys Homes and Grandview, but if you're going to go in that direction, I'd advise you to call the Sarah Leonard team and have Sarah or Jimmy or a member of their team come out and give it a look. That's it. Do a little research. Just do a little research, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 312-981-7200. And Tony in Bloomingdale. Hey, Tony.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. You're live on the radio.
Thank you. So this is a real estate question, and I hope you can give me some insight. Can you tell me about an escalation clause, and what is the motivation for a buyer's realtor to respond to an offer with wanting an escalation clause?
Okay, so are you a seller or are you a buyer?
No, a buyer.
Okay, so you're a buyer. So here, I'll use you as an example, right? So let's say it's a very competitive market in the area that you're looking to buy a home, Tony. Okay?
Correct.
And you know that there's multiple offers out there and there's multiple buyers for your same home. Okay? Got it?
Yes.
Okay. So let's say that you're interested in a $300,000 home. Okay?
Correct.
And there's a bunch of other people out there interested in a $300,000 home, and they're willing to go higher than that. So what an escalation clause is, it states what you're willing to go up to and in the increments that you're willing to increase it by. For example, $300,000 is your offer, but you're willing to go up to $325,000 with an escalator clause of $5,000 up to $325,000. So if you put in $300,000, somebody comes in at $310,000, then your escalator clause will go up to $315,000, right? And then it depends who else is offering. If there's no other offers, then you get it at $315,000 because your $300,000 offer had a $25,000 escalator clause at a $5,000 increment. You had a $310,000 come in, so your $300,000 offer now goes up to $315,000. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you've got the escalator clause in there. Now, that doesn't stop somebody to also come in with an escalator clause up to $350,000, right? And you might get knocked out of the next round because there could be another offer in there that'll go to 335, right? So that's where the escalator clauses come in. So the realtor, the selling realtor, could look at the options of all the different offers that came in and sort through it based upon how high you're willing to go up to and the escalator clauses that the other offers are coming in at. Did I explain it to your satisfaction?
I think so. So the buyer's agent, along with the not the buyer,
selling.
The seller's agent, along with the seller. Well, why would they have listed a property at a certain price and then come back with an escalation clause? Is that because of the interest in properties
yes.
and the number of properties that are available?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have priced it at a higher price?
Because they're trying to drive the demand up, and it's working because now 10 people are bidding on the house instead of one or two.
Okay.
Right?
I got it. Yep.
It's supply and demand, young lady. That's what it's all about.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
No problem. I could tell. You got a special somebody in your life that you're going to do something special with tonight? I was going to say naughty, but it's WGM. We'll clean it up. You got anybody?
Actually, no.
All right.
I am recently widowed, but I have a wonderful supporting family, and I have lots of love from my gone spouse and my family.
Well,
thank you very much.
May your spouse's memory be an eternal blessing, and you have a wonderful day with your family and support team. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product 312-917. Whoop! Turn myself off 312-917-200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home from Chicago 720 WGN. It's for Jack and all of his would-be suitors, whatever sexual preference you are out there. Just want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. I'm single tonight. My wife's in Florida.
You got the dog.
I got my dog's party. I'm going to grill up some $45 chicken breasts. I got it.
Cut them into hearts? Are you going to cut them into little hearts?
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing.
Okay.
What I'm going to do. We'll make little heart chicken breast. Yeah, 312-981-7200. We got a heart out 11:40:33. Dave Ennett, the legend, also known as Mr. Cat, coming up with NU basketball. So let's throw it to you, Amy. You got two minutes to shine a nugget of knowledge on the way out the door.
Well, we are an accessibility company that is happy to help you. We're a family-owned business. We love to hear your calls. If you have a service problem and it's a piece of equipment we haven't installed, we are going to be out there immediately to help you. So call us. We want to be your first line of defense. We want to educate you on the products that you're, you know, looking into for your family, the products you already have, you know, stair lifts, vertical platform lifts, ramps. We do home modifications. We even install grab bars. Mm-hmm. So we are happy to help you, and we have an entire team that's dedicated and wanting and waiting to help you.
And if you've become your parents' parent, and
yes.
Like I mentioned earlier in the show, and you get that call at least three or four times a week,
yeah.
And you're looking for an unbelievable local partner to take care of the needs of your parents, this is who the company that you should call.
Yeah. If you're getting that call three or four times a week and you're worried about your loved one and you live far away, mm-hmm. have us go over there and check things out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, not even far away. I mean, I live in Northbrook.
Yeah.
My dad, you know, lives in an apartment in Niles off of Gulf Road. It's 12 minutes away if I hit all the lights, right? It's still, I'm getting the call.
Yeah.
But thank God he's in an apartment and he's not up and down with stairs anymore. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out.
630-616-6249 and all about access, ACCESS.com.
Ray Kaplan, I think you saved that lady $198,000. Best envelope opening experience of her life.
Yeah.
How awesome. And then another lady here, 300 Gs.
300 Gs.
That's unbelievable. So you got 2 minutes to shine here, young lady.
All right. So my name is Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm, and we focus on federal student loans and private student loans. So really the goal is to help you lower your monthly payment and get as much forgiven as possible under the statute. So depending on your circumstances, especially if you are a federal Parent PLUS loan borrower and you work in the public sector, let's say you work for a hospital, Northwestern Advocate, Chicago Public Schools, you're a teacher, firefighter, police officer, you are eligible for public service loan forgiveness. And these next 4 or 5 months are crucial that we get going on your loans because the laws are changing for federal Parent PLUS borrowers as of July 1st, 2026. And if you're not properly enrolled and your loans are not properly coded, you will be locked out of income-driven repayment and public service loan forgiveness. So it's very crucial that not to wait to take action now on your student loans and at least to know that you're on the right track and you're pursuing forgiveness and you're not overpaying, right? Because the servicers just simply do not tell you. They have a fiduciary duty to the Department of Education, not to you, the borrower. So that's where we come in. I'm an attorney and I have a fiduciary duty to you, my client, to give you the best advice to lower your payment and to get as much of your loan forgiven as possible under the law. So phone, give us a call.
Phone number and website?
Website is financialrelief.com or raykaplan.com and phone number 312-294-8989. Schedule your consultation and we can do in-person, phone, virtual consultation. There's a $350 fee for the consultation fee, but we review everything with you and I give you a custom plan and strategy.
All right. Phone number one more time?
312-294-8989.
All right. Real quick, again, before the end of the show, if your loan starts with a 7, david@56david.com, email me a copy of your mortgage statement. If you're in an FHA loan that starts with a 6, send me a copy of your mortgage statement, david@56david.com. If you're one of the close to 13% of Americans that are delinquent on their credit cards and your credit score has gotten blown up, I could still refinance you as long as you haven't made a late mortgage payment. You have a late mortgage payment, you're kind of put on the shelf for a year. So before you get to that late mortgage payment, Amy and I were talking about it earlier, your credit might have taken a shot and you might have that sexy 2, 3, 4% loan, but that $30,000 to $60,000 with the credit card debt, which is costing you anywhere from $1,600 to $2,500 a month, is sinking you and you're drowning. So you got to cut loose that great mortgage, and it's going to be nearly impossible to get a home equity line of credit with a low 600 credit score. I don't know anybody doing it. And if you get a loan like that, it's going to be double digits and you're going to be better off getting out of your first loan. So it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment. Quick reminder that we have the Vestathon coming up next Saturday. We dedicate the entire show to raise money and awareness for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, where our goal is to buy 100 vests to raise $50,000. Each vest is $500. As ridiculous as that sounds, the city of Chicago does not buy the Chicago Police Department replacement vests. They only get one when they graduate the academy, which blows my mind. All right, we've got exciting Northwestern basketball coming up next with the legend, also known as Mr. Cat, also known as a happy client of Team Hochberg, guy by the name of Dave Ennett, up-and-coming broadcaster. He has Northwestern basketball pregame coming up next. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Happy Valentine's Day.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. And Amy Farrarell from Access. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.